How many websites do you use to get your daily dose of wrestling news and views? 3, 4, 5 or more? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net. Franklin Daniel and his staff bring you the most comprehensive wrestling headlines all day, every day. Plus, WrestleChat brings you informative and entertaining podcasts like the Still Real to Us Show, the Bauer Show Podcast, and the North American Wrestling Connection each and every week. For up-to-date wrestling news and insightful wrestling views, there's only one site to turn to, and that's WrestleChat.net, your pro wrestling news source. The following program is a CLW83.com production. This edition of the NAWC is uncensored. For nearly 8 years, and nearing 400 episodes, the North American Wrestling Connection, the NAWC, professional wrestling's podcast of record. And now, WrestleChat.net, the freaking awesome network, and CLW83.com present the North American Wrestling Connection, your home for informative and entertaining wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned this week by the following.
Is my career over? No.
That is not the announcement that I came here to make. I am ready to fight. I am ready to compete. And will I be in the 2015 Royal Rumble? Yes! Yes!
That's how I really wanted to start 2015. The one little bit of good news that everybody has been waiting for. So, for those of you with the benefit of flash photography, all you're going to get is pictures of your computer monitors as we enter the 2015 rounds of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and who do I have at the table tonight? I think I have the usual suspects. We'll start with our man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
Happy New Year to everyone here at the North American Wrestling Connection. And yes, Shari Shane, that was some good news.
Ah, yes, and that is something that Mr. Bad News Beeman cannot deny.
Oh, indeed. That was probably the best news ringing in the new year. But, ladies and gentlemen, along with good news comes bad news. The return of the Authority.
Which we'll get to in a moment. And as we have someone at the table who thumbs his nose at Authority, usually with their back turned, Chris Waters.
You know, kind of weird. 2015's looking a little bit like a mix of 2013 and 2003.
How do you figure?
2014 because we have Brian and the Authority around, and 2003 because Brock Lesnar's champion.
Yeah, and it's great news that Daniel Bryan is back, is going to be in the Royal Rumble, is going to be involved. We already knew that Cena and Lesnar were going to face off one more time. But, Chris, the timing, Bryan's return is interestingly timed, especially since WWE is now has 4 potential people that could win the Rumble.
Well, yeah, it's kind of weird that they planned it. The only thing I can think of is they didn't think any of the others were going to be as good as they would hope. Either that, or they just wanted to get Bryan back in time for WrestleMania season, and he was healthy enough for it.
Well, we've already seen that, you know, we already know, Shane, that that WWE wanted it to be Reigns.
Reigns was the man to win the Royal Rumble this year, and it was going to be Reigns versus Lesnar. But now with rumors of Ambrose going to possibly win, and now the return of Daniel Bryan, it's anyone's game.
And I'll throw a wild card in there, Ziggler, somebody who probably deserves it given his current momentum and the way things have been going with him for the last 4 months.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And the interesting thing about Bryan's recovery was it came literally out of nowhere, because according to him, he went to a doctor in Denver a couple of weeks ago, you know, because they still couldn't find what was going wrong. And all of a sudden, this doctor fixed it out of nowhere. you know, to use the term out of nowhere, you know,
oh, yeah.
nerve damage done out of nowhere. Just like done.
Well, that's
Not the green stuff. You know what I mean? It is Colorado after all.
Admit it, but it's just a matter of the fact that we've already seen that that sometimes the WWE doctors don't know what they're doing.
Well, the steering is a bit wayward.
Okay.
The gearbox is a lottery.
Right.
And the battery keeps going flat.
All right, then.
I love that. That's true.
So
I think a Mr. Brooks might agree with you on that one.
Well, he will, but he won't add much to that conversation.
He'll add his opinion about the doctor afterwards.
Oh, absolutely. But we already knew about that.
All right, fuck you.
Anyway, so
I mean, but here, this is a very interesting thing. Okay, let's add on that, because that just really just hit me. Do you think that he kept going to the WWE doctors and they said, we can't do anything, we can't do anything? And he went to someone on his own, sort of off network, and boom, he got fixed? That could be possible.
It's possible, it's probable. But it's, you know, it's not, I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that the WWE doctors are poor. I'm not saying that they're bad doctors. I'm just saying that sometimes you really need that second opinion. That doesn't speak well of WWE's track record in the wellness department, but you know, there's been jokes going on with that since 2006. Hate to say it, but with Bryan back in the mix, this was also timing for the Authority to come back. Like Chris mentioned, it's almost 2013 all over again. So does that actually, could that mean, Chris, does this turn into a no-brainer? You have Bryan win the Rumble just despite the returning Authority.
It's looking very possible. I have to see what they're going to do Monday, because some people are calling that the Authority is going to remove Bryan from the Rumble just to piss people off. And I expect if they do that, it's going to be near riotous.
If they do that, there's going to be a lot of channel changing Monday night. In fact, I think I hear Jason's TV already switching channels.
Well, they have something very interesting to deal with, and I'm being dead serious when I say this. They need to have people watch against the national championship college football game on the 12th. I'm being dead serious. I'm not trying to bring anything up. I'm being dead serious. When you have the first national championship game, you've got to have people tune in. They don't want people tuning out. And when you're going up against a college football game that's going to score between 20 and 25 million people, that's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
Really tough.
Well, they did their best to try to get viewers in for the end of the year Raw and SmackDown, which are typically not ratings gangbuster shows to begin with. So there before they knew they had Daniel Bryan, they brought in two guys from the Attitude Era that everybody here would watch, you know, would watch them, you know, read names out of a phone book because they would find a way to make it funny. And that's Edge and Christian. Let's slip during the show. We already knew that Edge was retired, but it was commented on more than once that Christian's done.
I think we all suspected that, though. I mean, we haven't really seen Christian in a ring since, God, maybe late 2013, early 2014, maybe?
It was early 2014, because I have his name on the 2014 win-loss records.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then after the reports of his second concussion, just like, yeah, not many people come back from a second concussion, so.
And that lends a little credence to the fact that Edge was doing most of the talking. So I wonder how thorough these concussions are, if you will. I mean, it wasn't a surprise that Christian was retired. It's just, I honestly think, Chris, he deserved a little bit of fanfare on the way out.
He probably did, but the problem was that he was probably still recovering, and they were doing so much at the time with various things and people dropping like flies and everything that they didn't think about doing anything for him. Plus, they didn't know for sure until a certain point, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Mark my words. Try this on for size. 2015 Hall of Fame Edge and Christian go in.
Edge deserves to be a two-time Hall of Famer. And I'm not saying that to diss Christian. Christian deserves to be in there, too, because those two were part of the tag team revolution of the early 2000s. And they defined doofus in the late 90s. So we had a night full of callbacks with them on Raw. And using a little bit of real-world stuff to advance a storyline. The main event segment sent Christian running and put Edge in what could be considered legitimate peril. Now we know this is obviously the booking, but Shane, they got to be careful around Edge. There's a reason why he's not wrestling anymore, you know?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, like, Triple H wasn't kidding back earlier on in the year when he did that promo saying Edge has nickels and dimes for a neck, which it's true. His neck is that fragile that all he needs to take is one, like, tiny smack to the back of the neck, and he could end up in a wheelchair.
So, with Big Show out there, somebody they can trust, and Seth Rollins, who wasn't going to do it, no matter how much he wanted to, no matter how many times he said he was. But the putting the idea in our heads that if Rollins did do it and if Edge did end up paralyzed, for once, you know, Cena didn't have a solution. But a question had come up on the boards about this, Chris, the question of where were all the other faces? If Edge is such a respected guy, why weren't there other faces out there to try to break this up?
Well, there was one there, but he came a little too late. Seen pictures of that, but
he showed up afterwards because he was too busy preparing for that return.
Baby oil.
Yeah. As for the other faces, the only best guess I can think of is since the Authority was there anyway, they probably had some security people blocking everything except for Cena's, just so he could watch everything.
No, they would let Cena go out there just to humiliate him to the point of, yes, you have to bring us back.
Right.
So, good news, Daniel Bryan is back. Bad news, the Authority is back. But we kind of need the Authority because things have gotten, well, at least we have a big bad that everybody can lash out at if they don't have a heel to lash directly at.
I don't know. I honestly believe, I don't know what anyone else on this panel thinks, but I honestly think Seth Rollins was getting up there. I mean, he was starting to get that heel movement, and especially with what he's done on Monday Night Raw, I mean, he is going to be, like, booed out of the building.
May I, Miss Heyman, talk about your dear uncle for a moment?
Oh, yes, my dear uncle was in the building, and he actually brought a friend.
Yeah, he did. But let me get there for a sec. See, I think the fact that they're teasing this alliance between Seth Rollins and Paul Heyman,
mm-hmm.
I think that Seth Rollins is your next Paul Heyman guy when Mr. Lesnar leaves for the UFC.
We postulated that a couple of shows ago, yeah.
Right. So what happens is that him being with the Authority for a while is going to be very interesting because I think there's going to be a tug of war between Heyman and Triple H for Seth Rollins' service. Just my thought.
What kind of leverage does my uncle have, though, since he's only an advocate and has no real pull within the company?
I don't know. It just feels like that for me.
No, I know where you're coming from. And like I said, we've postulated that on previous shows. After my Uncle Paul shook Seth Rollins' hand, we thought, ooh, okay. We can accept this and keep Uncle Paul in the spotlight, give him something to do while Lesnar decides that he wants to go beat up some punk over in UFC who doesn't want to give WWE the time of day.
Pay attention to me!
Yeah. Yeah, he just had an hour Q&A today for to have pay attention to him. So, anyway.
Now, a handful of the guys were actually not at the tapings because they were doing house shows. So there was room. There was some room to talk. Jason, you mentioned this to me before the show.
Yeah, there was a lot of character development. We had Cesaro doing a bit of shooting on, you know, and that wonderful shirt with professional on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he is now teaming with Tyson Kidd, more please. Thank you very much. Cesaro.
Absolutely.
And Tyson. Okay.
Yeah.
You had Ryback, okay, do this whole 10-minute promo about himself, which, okay, I thought could have been done a little bit differently, but still, nice, fun, awesome. And to promote the ambulance match, you had Bray Wyatt cut a promo from the Richmond House Show. How cool was that? Thank you very much.
Where was that? Oh, did they record it and they showed it on Raw, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, showed it on Raw that same night. He was in the ambulance. I believe the Raw was in D.C. Roman Reigns actually did his match first and drove up to Washington.
Good on you, Joe.
Okay.
So
he did double duty and he didn't even have to wear the blazer. So there you go.
Because they weren't going to pay him twice.
Nope.
Now, what I enjoyed about Ryback's promo, Jason, was just the fact that they were willing to touch on the fact that he had wrestled under a couple of different names, but turn it all into straight continuity and show that he is actually the best description I've seen is that Ryback is the anti-Lesnar.
Okay.
Ryback wants to be there every night. Ryback wants to work every night. Ryback wants to improve. He wants to continue to dominate and wants to be present to do it. I like Lesnar.
And he wants to kick Rusev's ass.
Which I will take that at the Rumble or Mania. I'm okay either way.
What about Fastlane?
I don't think they'll do it at Fastlane. Since Chamber is off the calendar, I have no idea what they're going to do for Fastlane, but we'll see. But the promo, I enjoyed the promo, Ryback's promo, because they brought up Million Dollar Tough Enough, of which I rooted for him incessantly because I really thought, you know, he was the guy. Not that skinny dude from Cleveland and not the MMA guy who showed up 10 years too soon.
Mr. Pewter to Mr. Mazan, for those who don't know who he's talking about.
There was somebody else in Million Dollar Tough Enough that they did give a second chance to, but they ran him through the Orton Cloninator, and it just didn't work. And that was Daniel Pewter. Not Pewter, I'm sorry. Who was the other guy?
I'll look it up.
All I remember is that he was another big dude. It wasn't Justice Smith.
Daniel Rodmire?
Rodimer.
Yeah.
That was his name. Daniel Rodimer. They actually
Was that the big blonde-haired dude that Big Show bitch-slapped around?
Probably. And they brought him back in, like, 06 or 07, and he looked like a Randy Orton clone. I was not impressed. I was not amused. You don't do that. You know, he had plenty enough character. Then you strip it all away from him anyway.
The one thing I liked about the Ryback promo, watching it, was fact, not only did he get to mention Nexus, but I think Nexus got a pop when he mentioned it.
Which, you know, that's because they showed the best part of the Nexus stuff. The night they tore the entire arena apart.
Yes.
Beat up Cena and choked Justin Roberts. Oh, wait, we're not supposed to talk about that.
Oh, no. No, you're trying to tie one on. Sorry.
Fact!
Yes, fact indeed. Yes, fact.
Fact. Daniel Bryan will not choke a woman, even if she's wearing a tie.
Yes, fact.
True story. True story. Yes. I can prove it. I was there. Anyway. So, that silliness aside. But what else did we have? Oh, we had a title change. Not sure if necessary, but we had one. The tag belts have been returned to the Usos. Thanks to some miscommunication between Miz and his stunt double. Which led to an interesting sequence backstage where we ran into Edge's stunt double.
Yeah, Puppet Edge. Yes. Nice callback.
Now that the authority's back, Puppet Edge, Puppet H, book it. Please. I want Puppet Edge and Puppet H.
Puppet H will sadly never come because Triple H will think that it's stealing his thunder and doing a better job out of it.
Yeah, but it would be fun just watching him argue with himself.
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
And a doofus.
Yes, I am Mark, and I am very smart. Yeah, exactly.
I have a feeling we'll see the smart puppet back before we'll see Puppet H again, which is a shame. But yes, the Usos have the tag titles back. Miz and Mizdow decide to go argue with the gentleman in charge for the night, they said, well, fine, you know, go earn your rematch. And they get run over by the Road Warriors. I mean, the Demolition. I mean, the Ascension.
Yeah.
I actually mentioned that. I kind of hinted at that comparison on SmackDown this week.
Hinted nothing. They outright said it in their promo.
Yeah.
They outright said in their promo that they compared themselves to the Road Warriors and Demolition.
Oh, and by the way, not for nothing, okay, I thought that debut went over like a fart in church, to be honest. I thought the Ascension looked really bad. And
they...
Go ahead, Shane.
I was going to say, they actually did, Jason. They got really bad reviews backstage, apparently. There were a fair few trainers that said the Ascension actually looked out of shape.
I will say that Connor didn't exactly look fit and trim, but let me talk to my NXT expert here. Chris, compare that debut to some of their stuff down in NXT.
Well, I actually missed the Monday match, but I saw their SmackDown match. For one thing, I don't know why they had to give them face paint that looked like Avatar the Last Airbender, first of all. Second of all, I will always say this, they should have never changed their old entrance where it was dark and creepier. Third of all, it's a different environment, NXT, from the main roster, no matter what they want you to believe. And honestly, they didn't, from what I've seen, it wasn't really what they could have delivered.
You've heard me talk about this. Mm-hmm. Does the Ascension gimmick translate?
Not in the current form.
Okay.
I don't think. But that's the trick. A lot NXT gimmicks are hard to translate onto the main roster. I mean, there's no chance.
Rose.
Well, yeah, but they're trying something with him anyway. Well, plus Adam Rose wasn't Adam Rose for that long in NXT, for the record.
True, but the gimmick apparently supposedly exploded at NXT enough that they were willing to bring it to television, and not so much.
Not so much, yeah. It'll be like if they bring up this girl that's going right now by just Blue Pants up on the roster, even though she's getting cheers like crazy in NXT.
I don't think they will make that mistake a third time.
I don't know. If
you never know.
Yeah, well, it kind of is a third time if you think about it already with the Ascension, because they got Emma, they got Adam Rose, and then they got Ascension.
Emma was her fault off camera.
Australian standing up for the Australian here. What the hell?
No, I better give you. I give the man room.
Yeah, but I'm backing up. Go ahead.
Okay, Emma's thing was not a flop, okay? Emma was getting over with the crowd. The only thing that stopped her was the fact that, if it was Walmart or Walgreens, someone got pissed off because they wouldn't let Emma pay for a stupid, simple, friggin' iPad cover or whatever the hell it was.
Oh, that she put in her pocket and walked out the door?
Hey, we do that in Australia all the time. We have credits over here, people. Goddamn. We come back and pay for it later. Eventually.
See, unfortunately, America has trust issues.
Yeah, well, again, I mean, look. You could call, there's a lot, there are, I would say there's a 60-40 failure rate from NXT to up here. The successes are The Shield, The Wyatts.
If Paige isn't on that list, so help me God.
Excuse me. Paige isn't on that list for me. Sorry. I know you're horny over Paige, but she hasn't impressed.
No. Well, it's not about that. I feel that when Paige came up, that she's picked up the game of the Divas division, and she did. Her and Her and AJ's matches alone have made the Divas go, oh, crap, we've got to pick up our game here because these two have just, like, made us look like complete idiots.
That's
they
true.
It didn't take much. Anyway, hi.
But, I mean, look, Bo Dallas, not so much. Big E, not so much.
Big E was fine until they stopped letting him show character.
And fed him to Rusev.
Yeah.
They're the one that's obsessed in a way.
Yeah, Rusev is actually one of the best, believe it or not, one of the best successes out of NXT.
Who's that?
Rusev.
Which, maybe it's just the fact that Boo, he's an old school heel. I just don't get the love or hate. He doesn't do anything for me.
For me, I've liked him ever since I saw his first match in NXT against Ziggler, which was a pretty good match. And he actually lost that match, so.
I don't know what it is. I just he doesn't connect with me. I've said it before, but when I see close-ups of him, he looks perpetually worried. And Lana, well, okay, she's pretty.
Oh, please, Lana's another success that came out of NXT. God damn.
yes, let me elaborate. This is you guys.
Oh, suck it, duck it, quack, quack.
Did it just get a little... While I'm sitting over here going...
What the hell is a shucky ducky quack quack?
quack moment is trending worldwide right now.
It's pretty much what it is. I mean, Rusev is probably a very successful heel. He's getting the responses they want. He just doesn't do anything for me. I don't know what I was expecting. So, and going back to the Ascension for a second, I thought that the turning up the volume on him was going to help, and it's not. Then again, it was more in the actual in-ring product, as mentioned, that the trainers were like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, I agree with Chris, though. I think they need to stick with who they are and what they were brought up being in NXT. But like was said earlier, you can't really do it in the current format that it's in. Like, I know I'm sorry this is beating a dead horse, but PG era is not for many of the NXT characters. Like, I'm gonna say this right now. I feel I'm gonna be worried for Kevin Owens when he gets called up, because I don't see them allowing him to, powerbomb people's necks into the ringside and things like that.
If they allow Dean Ambrose to say he's gonna run over Bray Wyatt on SmackDown, I think Owens will be fine.
Owens can talk about it, he just won't be allowed to do it.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of NXT, credit to Edge this week for his wardrobe. Monday night, he wore an In Zayn shirt, and on SmackDown, he wore a Cesaro shirt. Thank you. That was a little middle finger to all the number threes there. So, there you go. Good for you. Awesome.
No, I don't see it as a middle finger to the number threes. It was like a shout out. Hey, I think these guys are actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You should watch them. And this guy Zayn is. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, and Edge wasn't the only one that actually promoted Cesaro either.
Well, Cesaro tried to promote himself and wrecked his own promo.
Oh, no. I'm talking about Mick Foley. He's actually gone on Twitter and made a huge, credit to Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, and actually said future tag team champions. So,
the two of them together, yes, absolutely. Abso-effin-lutely.
That just reminded me of a picture I saw from either probably Tyson's Twitter feed. It was him and Cesaro standing on the turnbuckles, and the text said, "We are the mailmen of WWE because we always deliver."
Hooray!
Okay, so now you've got the King of Swing on that team. Does that make Natalya the Queen of Swing? Because she's swinging between two men here. Like, it's like Tyson Kidd, Cesaro, who do I cheer for? Yay! It's like, oh, God, I don't know. But I'm looking forward...
She's just getting frustrated because she's not getting any recognition.
Well, it's sort of hard when you, like, when Tyson Kidd's pretty much in her way all the time, but you get that.
And loving every minute of it, actually. Let me see, what else do we need to talk about? Because we already talked a little bit about Roman Reigns, and we were talking about the Rumble.
You want to talk about the ambulance match on Monday?
Yes, let's talk about the ambulance match on Monday, because Happy Scary Dean and Creepy Scary Wyatt are going to go at it again. And we are going to love every second of it, especially with the wondrous, gory detail, Chris touched on this, that Ambrose went into and what he is going to do to Wyatt.
After that, what I'm going to do next, I can't even say on this show.
Because unfortunately, Dean, you're not even going to be able to capitalize on half of that because the Authority came back.
It sucks. It's terrible. It's awful.
And just in case the Authority is listening, no, that was not actually Dean Ambrose that said that, so don't de-push him, for God's sakes.
Oh, no, he's going to continue to escalate despite the Authority. Same with Ziggler, same with Bryan. Roman Reigns, not so much. As we kind of got a signal for that, as Reigns has been slightly derailed from his chase after Rollins by getting run over by the Big Show. And then run over by the announce table.
Yeah.
But he got paid back for that.
Yeah. Which my DVR decided not to show me.
Ooh.
Yeah. But with that, though, this is very interesting to me. And Nikki, you could... Because, I over the holidays, I got the Attitude Era Volume 2 as a holiday present. And what happened was, you know, at that time, you had four major stars. You had Rock, Austin, Triple H, Undertaker. Big four. Are we right now at this point building up to a top tier of four or five different people at the moment? Credible main event stars? And not one of them is named John Cena?
For Vince's sake, I hope so. I think they're finally getting their ducks in a row behind Ziggler. They are blown away with Ambrose's popularity. They know what they have in Bryan. And counting their lucky stars that he is not done, because I had even heard on the other side of the guardrail, they didn't think he was coming back.
Well, it was definitely up in the air. I mean, when he first got back into the ring to do his announcement about when he'd be returning, and you heard about a second injury, that he still had no power in his arm, it's like, oh, damn, will he be coming back at all?
And that's what I mean. The fact that, you know, there were workers were saying, wow, you know, we think he's done. And whatever that doctor in Denver did to fix him, if it wasn't THC related, thank you. Excuse me. But yeah, they already know what they have in Daniel Bryan. They are finally giving Ziggler a chance at the ball. Ambrose, well, Ambrose does what he always does. He goes in there and
I will screw up the entire pay-per-view.
Reigns has the look, has a really solid power move set. He's just really got to work. He's got to learn to work that mic a little bit better. Just a little bit better. And the internet's already laughing at him from an interview that he did. This showed up on the boards. I'm gonna read this. I'm just going to read this one part. Let me see if I can find it again. Okay. He was asked about, Roman Reigns was interviewed by WNS podcast, and they asked him about some of the bizarre things that have happened from walking, when he has to walk through the crowd, since he walks down, you know, he won the music and the entrance in the divorce.
Yeah.
So they asked him, so what's some of the weird crap that goes on when you're walking down the stairs? You know, because you got people pawing you all the way down. Let's see, there's been a couple of situations. There was one time a few months ago, this little girl came out and wave slapped me, just a big bear hug on me, and I didn't even notice. She was on me before I even knew so, when I looked down, the 7 or 8 year old little girl who was cute as could be. Not too long ago, I think last week, I saw one of those little short films they do on the internet. Some girl just feeling my arm up and holding my hand. There's so many people that I'm trying to take in the crowd and see what I'm working with. The people that sometimes I don't even notice things like that. We have an awesome job. They're so feisty and emotional and outspoken, but they've been awesome with me. They haven't done anything too crazy where it's put the entrance in jeopardy. Number threes are jumping on those little short films they do on the internet, saying, "Those are gifts, you idiot!"
Well, half of them are probably wondering how you pronounce it, if it's gifts or gifs, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
True. I always say gifts. I say gif, but personally, the best gif I've seen is the one where he's just getting ready to climb over the guard wall, and there's a little kid with his fist out, and he doesn't even look. He just taps the fist, climbs over the guardrail. Badass. But they're picking on Roman over not remembering what a gif is, if that is indeed what he was talking about, which he probably was. I don't know.
Maybe he's talking about vines, but who cares? Who gives a shit, to be honest?
The number threes.
Yeah, of course.
Again, who cares that it makes any sense?
Well, they just want to show. They're just trying to show off.
I'm Mark, and I'm really smart.
Pretty much, yep.
So
I mean, look. Everybody who is in the Rumble title picture, and by the way, that's 4 to 5 people right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome that you don't have a definitive winner here. Because the last 2 years you did.
Sadly.
Yes, you did. In 2014, you knew it was Batista.
Mm-hmm.
In 2013, you knew it was John Cena because he had to face The Rock.
Yeah. And this is something that I've said more than once on this show. We clamber and claw when it comes to the Fizzleweight Championship, when it comes to the Pick'ems, which, oh, by the way, hey, Stat Boy, we need the 2014 percentages to see who the overall winner was. But my goal with the Pick'ems is that one of these times I want us all to be under 500 because of the booking. I want WWE to make us guess, and this is the perfect opportunity. out of these four, Ziggler, Bryan, Ambrose, Reigns, I would be okay with any of these guys winning the Rumble. Because I can see where you can go with those. In the case of Bryan and Ziggler, they've been butting heads with the Authority. This is, you get the Authority to pal up a little bit with Uncle Paul to try to have Lesnar kill whoever won the Rumble. Great story. Ambrose, it doesn't matter what the story is. Lesnar can be a monster, but how does he prepare for pure chaotic neutral?
Ha-ha! Nice D&D reference. Thank you.
No, that is the best way you can describe Ambrose. Chaotic neutral. He's going to do whatever the hell he wants because he doesn't care.
Correct.
And he's not doing it in the obnoxious, I'm doing this just to piss you off way. I know those players. Anyway, if they stick with their storyline with Reigns, they're not going to be very popular with people. But I would understand. So, Shane, I hand you the book. Who should win the Rumble, and how would you book it to Mania? Or do you need a minute on that? I know it's busy over there.
Oh, God. Let's see. I brought this up earlier. If I'm booking WrestleMania, how I'd do it is simply this. I would have Dean Ambrose winning the Royal Rumble. Now, I know Elimination Chamber is off the cards, but we've got Fastlane, so how I would set that up is I would have somewhere at the Royal Rumble, I would have the Authority screwing over Brock Lesnar, so that way everyone gets their big twist, like, holy crap, like, the Authority's just made a big mistake in screwing over Lesnar here. Because then that way, then, if he is going to the UFC, that will explain why he's been away. Then I'd have Elimination Chamber match for Fastlane. Obviously have Seth Rollins going in as the champion with that. I'd have Reigns win that. That way it would set up Seth Rollins cashing in his Money in the Bank for WrestleMania, then it would be Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship for the WrestleMania main event. That right there, people would pay a lot more than $9.99 for to see a Shield main event.
I got one even better for you. I'm gonna play booking hat for you. Try this one on for size. Okay.
Your turn. Go ahead.
Okay. Lesnar beats Cena at the Royal Rumble. Okay.
Brian, 16 German suplexes.
Yes, yeah, no, I want 17. 17 German suplexes. That's what I want. Okay. Okay. Then Brian wins the Rumble and goes on to WrestleMania and beats Lesnar. However, Lesnar beats the holy hell out of Daniel Bryan, Paul Heyman's new Paul Heyman guy, Seth Rollins just cashes in, and you leave WrestleMania with Seth Rollins holding the belt and Daniel Bryan chasing.
All right. Chris, you got any thoughts, ideas?
I don't have a plan all the way to Mania, but if I was booking the shows, what I would do is really I would get it down for the Rumble to Daniel Bryan and Dolph Ziggler as the final two, and I'd have the referees listen to the crowd and then call an audible from the back of who to win and then build it from there. Whoever they were more behind out of the two.
Because, yeah, they can. Because Bryan's story writes itself, although I would like to see him in the title match. Roman Reigns, they've got a couple of different directions that they can send him, and having him break up, kill Big Show and or J&J security.
Or all three at once.
I'd pay money for that. Maybe we're due for another tie win at the Rumble. Ziggler and Bryan are talented enough to pull that off. Hell, Bryan and Ambrose could probably pull it off. We need a new tie to fix the debacle that was Dave toss Cena, Cena toss Dave.
And yes. Vince tear quads.
And the boss looks cross.
Yes.
So, you know, this might be the year for that. I like your Audible idea, Chris. I don't know if they would be willing to. Actually, I would just like to see the roof come off because they're in Philadelphia, right, for the Rumble,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. We should send a fruit basket to WWE Booking because they're screwed no matter who wins the Rumble.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is going to be happy and mad at the same time.
I have to ask. How many old ECW people do we throw in there? Does Bully Ray make an appearance? Does Dreamer make an appearance?
I would expect Dreamer. I would hope for Bully Ray. I would hope for D-Von, but, you know, because I like those two guys together, even if Bully Ray's awesome by himself.
Funny thing is, you mentioned that, I don't think the Dudleys have ever actually been in the Royal Rumble matches before.
I don't think they have.
The closest we got was Spike in 04, because I was there for that, which was also in Philly, by the way.
And he didn't make it to the ring, did he?
No, because Undertaker teased an entrance, and then Kane got eliminated and killed Spike on the ramp.
Yeah. I did remember that correctly. Okay.
Oh, and I another ECW guy I could see having one match if he's not fully retired by now, if he can pull it off. Doesn't have to do much. Get the Sandman in there one time.
They owe him. They kind of owe him. No, I'm serious. When he got to Raw and he started to get over and then he got hurt and then they let him go.
I've heard various stories on why Sandman's had to leave then, but we'll just let that slide.
No, I'm sure there might have been substances involved. I understand.
Has Sabu been mentioned?
I don't think Sabu would pass medical.
Sabu wouldn't pass medical, and I don't think he's welcome. He got himself fired.
Well, I wouldn't blame him with what he said on that video when Vince McMahon became ACW champion. It's like, oh dear.
Yeah. RVD would probably do it. Chris Jericho has already pretty much told us he's going to be at the Rumble. Or he's trolling, we're not sure which. But he's going to be in the area.
Well, we know Mr. Kennedy won't be making a surprise return.
There's a reason. I'm guessing the zero interest in that case is just because there's somebody there that's going to say, no, he's not allowed to come back. He almost killed me once.
Well, we're talking about all the TNA signings in advance of the debut this week, this coming Wednesday. You know, nobody big. I think it was Ethan Carter, Madison Rain, Abyss, Mr. Kennedy, and a couple of others have signed.
And Kurt said he's sticking around, so.
Yep.
Which surprised me. Really thoroughly surprised me.
But apparently has not harmed his standing with WWE. In fact, they've gone out of their way to say that, hey, once your contract's done with TNA, you can come be a head coach down in NXT.
Well, and I, you know, depending on which story you believed, you know, I was hoping that they would at least be able to offer Kurt a Legends deal. if he couldn't pass medical, then yeah, send him down to NXT because he could teach a lot of people a lot of things.
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true. But yeah, TNA is getting their guys shored up, and if you know, even though some of these guys had signed a deal as recently as last year, a lot has happened in 365 days.
At least.
Yeah. In fact, let me go get my zombie report from Mikey. Here we go. I seriously would like to know why the TNA fanboys think there's a way to grow the TNA fan base on Destination America. Out of the 99% of cable homes that were penetrated by Spike TV, only 55% of them have Destination America. And at that point, 50% of them, of those who, you know, who had Spike, would still have to upgrade to get Destination America. So is TNA, I don't see TNA growing their audience. It's going to be a tough climb. I'll agree with Mikey on that. But I am not going to shoot TNA. I'm not going to shoot TNA.
I will. Give me the gun.
No. Hold on. I'm with Nikki on this. I wish them well. I truly, honest to God, wish them well. Because without them, you know, you need competition. You need other places to go.
I agree, don't get me wrong, and I too wish TNA the best of luck. However, I sincerely hope that they pick up their game within the first 2 months, because that's what I'm going to be watching the first 2 months of Impact Wrestling to see if either A, we're getting the same crap we got back in 2014, or B, they have actually picked up their game and put it into a new gear. So pretty much if I see Ethan Carter III coming out and saying, I want my Aunt Dixie back, I'm turning off the channel. Just saying.
I don't get Destination America, so I'm not going to be much help. And after some of the wrangling I had just did with Dish Network, they're lucky that their Dish is still attached.
Yeah.
Because I would like to punch them square in the cable box, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, but that's neither here nor there. With all this going on, something kind of slipped under the radar. Even though we've got an awesome match coming up on Monday, the table's not going to be as full, or a substitute might be called in. Mr. Lawler's laid up again. Thankfully, it's not his heart. This time, he was laid up with a bout of diverticulitis, which is not fun. Ask Lesnar. Ask Vince. I was looking that up earlier. I forgot to get the actual answer. I don't think he's going to be on Monday. So, let me see. Google it, Michael.
He said to be released within the next several days. That could mean that he makes it, could mean he's not. I'm guessing we'll see Tom Phillips.
Which is fine. Games. I think they need to put him on Monday and give JBL two people to beat up.
I'd really be surprised. I'd be pleasantly surprised if instead of Tom Phillips, they really surprise us and put Renee Young in Lawler's place.
That would be awesome. That would be great.
Well,
I would take that. I would take Saxton.
Well, you have heard that thing with Renee Young for a while, that they were thinking about putting her on the announced team, aren't they? Maybe give her a test run, see how she goes.
I thought that was just a carrot they were dangling at her because she was threatening to go to ESPN.
Could be, but she has been on Superstars at least as recently as this past week on Superstars, and she did NXT this week too.
So yeah, I think, you know, this is a golden opportunity. And this would probably be the only chance to get Renee up there where she might actually get some work done since Lawler won't be at the table.
Oh God. Wow.
Well, I realize she might be a little too old for Lawler, but we can't take any chances.
Hey. Well, hang on. Let's be perfectly honest here. Jerry the King Lawler has always been the champion of punching above his weight. I mean, I don't know if anyone's seen his current girlfriend, but hello. Just, like, good God. She posted up Twitter's, like, New Year's Twitter pictures of them at the hospital for New Year's, which, by the way, is a sucky way to have your New Year's rung in.
Yeah, that's not how I'd want to start my new year. Then again, I didn't like starting my new year watching my boys get their asses kicked. And Winston deserved an RKO. So thank you VRM for sending me that Vine.
More RKOs out of nowhere.
One to Winston and one to the ref in that same play.
Ah, very good. Very nice.
Let me see if I still have it. I'll get that to you guys.
It's pretty funny. I've heard JR actually, they actually did the JR commentary for the game. But
here's a thought. I don't want to push anyone's buttons here. Oh, who am I kidding? I love pushing people's buttons. But what would happen if Mr. Bad News Barrett came out and just further continued the bad news for 2015 and announced that there will be a third man at that announce table, and that man's name is Mike Adamley.
Oh,
I can just see viewership plummeting right now.
I don't know. I don't know. There's enough masochists out there that would tune in if they heard that Adamley was back.
If they do bring back Adamley, Kofi Kingston has to have a match on the show.
Jamaican me crazy. Yes.
Yes.
I know.
Oh yeah.
But I have to ask now, Nikki. Shane brought up Mr. Barrett. He returned as well, crushing Cesaro as a face. Does Bad News Barrett work as a face?
Yes, because he delivers that line with such enthusiasm. And people, it's one of those things that you can't be mad. He's so happy to tell you these things. I ain't even mad.
Plus, they love the cape.
Yes. Then again, I am a fan of Barrett, face or heel. Beard or no beard. And I'm just glad he's back. Now do something with him, please. I don't care what at this point. Just do something with him.
Maybe put him in the Intercontinental title hunt, maybe? Against Harper?
Well, Ziggler's the champion again, man.
No, Ziggler got it back, remember? Although it'd be fun to see him and Harper.
Although you could have it done perfectly like this. Once again, if I was on booking, this is just what I would do. Seeing as though no Americans have been able to dethrone Mr. Rusev, have Bad News Barrett come out and be like, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. No more Americans will be going after the US title, but an Englishman will do what an American can't."
Thank you very much.
And that would be fun.
Start that feud off. It'll be the bare knuckle brawler versus the Moscow. Is it Moscow? No, I'm thinking about
the Bulgarian brute.
Yeah, the barbarian brute. Yeah,
Bavarian. Bulgarian.
Oh, Bulgarian. Whatever. Bavarian. Bulgarian. Same thing.
Now, the Bavarian brute beats you up with pastries, right there.
Yeah, so pretty much, man. He's about as sadistic as Rusev, except when his manager comes out, it's like Bavarian fat hun. Instead of crash, but anyways. Alright, that's enough of my lame jokes for tonight.
Actually, there's really not too much else out there to speak of.
Well, can I really quickly suggest, make a thing here? Since this was the first show of 2015, We did it last year. Do you think we could talk win losses this year, or do you not want to do that tonight?
Are you just talking recapping 2014s?
Yeah, because I have the page up. If not, we can do that another time.
Let's save that for another night, because we can also run that up with Stat Boy getting the fizzle weight percentages.
Okay, no problem.
No offense.
No problem.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I know you've had a rough night. You need it. You need the rest.
So, yeah. No offense, really. I do not want to torture anybody any longer, so I'm going to go ahead and call this a show. However, Chris, as an apology, I will let you promote first.
Well, I'm trying to get everything back up in order. I do have plans this Wednesday to work on something with my site. I'm not going to say anything definite on it. And by the end of Sunday, I should have tindeck.com/user/CMWaters, where we're doing paper reviews, all caught up. We've gotten up to, as of last night, WrestleMania 4, and a couple of shows that we have done have had Mr. Brian Henniger on them, giving his insights on things. And we've also, and in one of those shows, it was Royal Rumble 88, where we watched the longest, dumbest segment ever in WWE, possibly.
I think I actually walked away for a few minutes, didn't I?
Yes, you did. You
and
didn't
I came
miss
back
much.
And it was still going! Anyway.
No, you came back during the women's tag title match.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
But yeah, that bench press segment was horrible.
And then you mentioned it last night, and I almost punched you through Skype.
Hey, it was mentioned on WrestleMania 4 as well, because they mentioned Jesse holding the bars.
So, Shane, I know you don't typically have anything to promote, but I ask anyway.
No, I don't have anything to promote. I would like to congratulate Miss Cheryl Guerrero and Aiden English on their engagement. I think it was this year that it's happened.
It was a couple of weeks ago. It's not even
a couple of weeks ago. Oh,
yeah.
Well, congratulations to them. Like I said before, I just find it funny that a vaude villain has married a liar, a cheater, and a stealer, but I knew Vicky would find something in her future son-in-law.
I just have to say, English better have sung his proposal to Shaw Guerrero.
And there better be a newsreel of it.
Yes, no, a Nickelodeon, you know, the flip cars, you know, the flip cars.
Dateline, Florida. Aiden English finds a new bride.
Very good.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's perfect newsreel voice. Yes. Good evening, Mr. Miss America, and all the chips at sea. Yes, I'm old enough to remember that. Yes.
So. Let's see. Jason, are you going to be doing the promoting for everything else, or is Jim available?
Jim, would you mind opening up your microphone for a couple minutes, please? Jim?
Oh, hello, Governor.
Thank you, sir. Let's start with what we did last night. We did two shows last night. We did the BS Big Show.
Yes.
Where we talked playoff football. Playoffs?
And we also facepalmed collectively during the end of what do you call it? Oh yes, the Sugar Bowl. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're not going to. Yeah, no. That was the Sugar Bowl where Alabama lost to Ohio State. Yes.
Roll damn Tide.
Now what is the name of that woman you were talking about?
Phyllis from Alabama. She
did
is.
Did she call in?
She didn't call. She called in a couple of times during the show before we actually did the recording, and she was in rare form.
Of course,
of course. God bless her, and God save the queen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we talk about the NFL and so on and so forth. We also what else have we done? Oh yes, WLTI Live.
Yes, we did. Me, you, Chico, and Gordon did the best and worst of everything, and that was really a lot of fun.
And it turned into a budding bromance. So I won't.
Yes, it did. You and Gordon agreed on more things that I care to share about, and I know, you know. But you know, honest something though, it was really a lot of fun. It's always good to have you on there. In about a week or two, we'll be a month out of spring training, which would be the perfect time to talk about the winter comings and goings.
The comings, the goings, and, millions of dollars spent everywhere, and the Phillies are just about ready to just throw in the towel.
Yeah, yet again. Yeah. And
perfect time for me to get a jersey of theirs, yes.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, no Pixel Nation this week, but we did do the end of Season 3. We're going to start Season 4, I believe.
Down the Tubes is back up and running as well. New episode with me and with Tom and with Carl. And might have a new contributor joining us on some of our sports-related podcasts in the near future. Buddy of mine, who I auditioned against a couple years ago for the Sixers public address gig, and a fellow broadcaster who's on the beach, and he said, hey, he's interested. So my buddy Mark, he goes under the radio pseudonym of Mark Summers. Not that Mark Summers. But
You wish, though.
I can say I proudly made fun of myself in front of Mark Summers saying that I told him I had the face for radio, and he laughed, and I am proud of that, and that is sad. Mm-hmm. But
I actually had the chance to meet him once, too. Nice guy.
Hell of a nice guy. But Mark Edis, I believe his name is pronounced, E-D-I-S-S. He may be joining us for some of our football and baseball-related podcasts soon out of Milwaukee. Good guy. Just want to give him a shout-out there as well. And, of course, you can listen to all of the fine podcasts we do on a whole host of sites, player.fm. You can listen, of course, on CLW83.com, the Stitcher radio app. And, Jason, what would be the ideal way to listen to
The ideal way would be the best damn free radio app ever, and they still haven't paid me yet. It is TuneIn Radio. It's free on your Android or your Apple Store. And like I said, fantastic app. So
yes, you can even listen to other things on there, but we prefer you listen to us.
And while you're listening to us, if you don't want to use one of those players or apps, and you might just be at your laptop or your desktop, stop by the Freakin' Awesome Network, where most of our podcasts are being posted. You might find something else you like. Oh, and the forums are hilarious.
Indeed. The memes.
So, we are not that hard to find. Come listen to us.
Pay attention to us!
Yeah, come to think of it, pay attention to us.
Yes.
We are smart individuals. We have lots of things to say. We have intelligent things to say. And I lost that button. Where did that button go? I lost the button.
Very smart.
No, that wasn't the button. That actually wasn't the button.
We are Magnavox, okay? We are smart, very smart.
Oh, and by the way, just as a mention, if you are a wrestling fan, order the Wrestle Kingdom pay-per-view. Support Jeff Jarrett. If you really want an alternative, support it. All joking aside.
And if you just love you some Jim Ross. And who doesn't? And Matt Stryker, of course. Mm-hmm. The Tyson, dream team.
Tyson Kidd's probably going to ignore his wife for it, shouldn't you?
Don't worry, I'll keep her company. Now, a guy can dream, Maggle.
Well, we just want you to listen to us because we have lots of neat things to say.
When I talk, you should listen. When I have a headset, when I have a microphone, you should listen. I say important things. When I talk, people listen for a reason.
Yeah, baby. That's right.
Yep.
So, for Jim Williams, for Jason Block, for Bad News Beeman, for Chris Waters, my name is Nikki Heyman. 2015 is off to a very, very rough start, but hopefully things will get better. Things better get better.
And by the way, can I say it just so you don't have to?
What?
Fuck you, Dish Network! Shove it up your ugly ass!
Why, thank you, Jim. I really appreciate that. This has been the North American Wrestling Connection. You heard it here first.
Stay pony, my friends.